last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
I think everybody who has seen what's happened in Bondi Beach over the weekend has been appalled and outraged by the mass murder which took place. At least 15 people dead, 27 remaining in hospital after a Hanukkah event was targeted in a local park. It happened in Australia, which is a country which has reasonably tight gun laws. Is it evidence of growing anti-Semitism throughout the world? Could it ever happen in Ireland? Well, we're joined by Oliver Sears, founder of Holocaust Remembrance Ireland. Oliver, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
A pleasure. If I can just correct you, it's Holocaust Awareness Ireland.
My apologies. Okay. My apologies for that. Oliver, when you heard the news from Australia yesterday, what did you think?
Well, I was naturally devastated and shocked, but not surprised. The atmosphere of there's a rising atmosphere of anti-Semitism globally, which has been dismissed kind of roundly by many people, is real. And this atmosphere has galvanized a sense of being, I suppose, having permission to target Jews among those who are inclined to do that. And of course, murdering Jews is in random attacks has happened forever. So in that sense, I'm not surprised. But it's very, very saddening. It has completely deflated the tiny Jewish community here, which feels that we're being ignored, and again that our complaints about the rhetoric here, our warnings are being dismissed. We're basically told that we're paranoid. There's a lot of whataboutery hurled at us, but of course we're Irish citizens and residents. We have no say in what happens in another country far off. That's something we have no control over. But nevertheless, many people here seem to feel that somehow we're responsible for the actions of a particularly rogue Israeli government. Well, we're not.
How big is the Israeli community? How big is the Jewish community in Ireland?
So it's tiny. It's about 3,000. So it comprises the core of the original community that came over sort of between 150 and 100 years ago from Lithuania, that wave. And then there are people like me who have been here for about 40 years, but was actually born in the UK. And then there are about 1,000 Israelis. Some are working here for big American companies. And others, ironically, moved here to get away from the tension in Israel. So it's tiny.
And how well do you feel you are treated in Ireland? Are you made to feel separate? Are you othered?
Yes, we are. And again, just to put it into context for you, Matt, I just told you I've lived here for almost 40 years. Up until the 6th of October 2023, I publicly on many occasions spoke glowingly in terms of how I felt very free to express my identity as a Jewish person in Ireland. And I felt better about it here than the UK, which was my other experience. So it has turned, and it's turned for multiple reasons, some of them obvious. And I'm afraid that the whole of society is responsible. I have for 2 years now sat down with members of the political class from the Taoiseach down, And I have explained that the rhetoric across society it is endangering the safety of the community here, that it has to be dialed down. There has to be a sense of, rather than conflict and combat, engagement with us. We all want peace. Nobody I know in the community supports the Netanyahu regime. But the term Zionism, for example, has been utterly demonized. People don't know what the term means here.
Well, will you explain it as you understand it, and you believe that our listeners should hear?
Yes, absolutely. It's very simple. It's simple in the term, in terms that Irish people will understand it with respect to their own sense of self-determination in a country that they are historically connected to. In the Irish case, it's Ireland. In the Jewish case, for the vast majority of Jews, there is a historical connection with the land of Israel for 3,000 years. And many of us have family there, and it is deeply entwined with our religion. And Zionism is just that. It's just the right of self-determination in our historic homeland. And you cannot, I'm afraid, simply swap the word Jew for Zionist and use exactly the same language as classic anti-Semitism and claim that you are simply against the state of Israel. That doesn't work because it is simply more complicated than that. The history is too entwined. The connection is too close. So, for example, the term Zio is routinely used across the political class, even in Ireland. And it's not even challenged. Well, that's a slur. And I can tell you, I'm the son of a Holocaust survivor. I spend an inordinate amount of my time trying to bring awareness of this subject to an Irish audience. And language is the key element. Language is where it begins. And if you start playing around with it, if you start disrespecting people based on their identity, then it's a slippery slope. Very quickly, there is a normalization of a slur, and that leads to dismissiveness and ultimately dehumanization and physical abuse.
Oliver, there's a couple of things I want to bring up with you. Isn't it quite clear from successive governments here in Ireland that they believe in a two-state solution, that they clearly endorse Israel's right to exist, but also believe it has to be alongside a Palestinian state? Is that not a legitimate position for an Irish government to articulate?
Totally. And that's the position that certainly every single Jewish person I have ever come across endorses. That there's nothing remotely controversial about that. But it's how you handle yourself and the language you endorse. Look, let me give you another example, Matt, that you might be able to kind of understand, that might be perceived as deeply shocking for the Jewish community. There have been numerous panel discussions across media in the last couple of years on anti-Semitism, but they never actually include a member of the Jewish community or even a Jew. Can you believe such a thing? So imagine you're having a discussion about traveler racism or homophobia or racism against black people. Could you imagine having such panel discussions without including a member of those communities? So what does it say to you? Well, I can tell you what it says to me. It says that actually we know better about what anti-Semitism means, how it's defined, than you do. So we've been lectured for the last over 2 years by everyone from the president down, telling us actually our words are not anti-Semitic, you know. We're told by people who can't recognize it and don't feel the symptoms of it, what it is and how we must feel. Well, that's simply not compatible in a democracy.
Okay, Oliver, I just want to tell you, the last time I participated in such a discussion when I was a guest on an RT TV show, Alan Shatter was on the panel with me and we did discuss the Irish position in relation to Palestine in the wake of the dreadful Hamas attacks of October 2023. But can I also ask you, given what you have said and what you stated very clearly, in relation to your opposition to the Israeli government's behaviour, is it not possible for people in Ireland to express their outrage and their horror at what has happened in Gaza and believe that it is utterly disproportionate to what happened in October 2023 and not be called anti-Semite for describing Israel's actions as entirely wrong?
Yes, so I completely accept that. I don't have any issues with that at all. And not only do I not have any issues with it, there are hundreds of thousands of Israelis who protest and along those lines, and they're Jewish. There's no question about anti-Semitism. So it's a question of language. It's a question of fixation. The fixation on Israel in this country, it is completely off the charts. I've never seen the like of it. And it's addressed without any historical knowledge. Most people in Ireland haven't even met a Jew. As I explained, there's only 3,000 of us. It is extraordinary what I have heard, given my position. I've been a lifelong peace campaigner. And yet, apparently, in some quarters, I am a genocidal Jew. It is extraordinary. So what I'm saying to you is, actually, you know, there should be no connection between what we're talking about and why we're talking about it now, which is the appalling, random, anti-Semitic mass murder of Jewish people, regardless of their views, for being Jewish from the age of 10 to a Holocaust survivor out on a beach wanting to celebrate the first night of Hanukkah. This should have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the actions of the state of Israel. But if you go on march after march after march and you hear people shouting, globalize the Intifada, well, this is what it looks like. There are, you know, words have create actions which create consequences. And this is what happens. So I would say to your audience, I would say to the political class, if you are serious about caring for the Jewish community in this country, stop lecturing us and start engaging with us. You'll find us to be incredibly amenable, incredibly reasonable, incredibly open, but please don't tell us what anti-Semitism is, because you don't know what it is.
Oliver Sears, founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland. Thank you.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.